Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Thankful, grateful, and truly blessed to be with you this morning as we move forward through the Word of God. And it is a great, 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 I'm going to say it again, great word. We are coming out of the book of Joshua. And I have to say, it is my favorite book of the Bible. Wow. That's all I can say. Joshua was that armor bearer for Moses. He learned under the feet of Moses. He learned everything from Moses. He was with Moses where he went. And God chose Joshua. God could have chose Caleb, who was just as strong, just as mighty, just as obedient. But he chose Joshua, son of Nun, to be the future leader of Israel, to take the place of Moses. I mean, serious, Joshua didn't play. I think that's why I loved him so. I love him so much. I love this book so much. He did not play when it came to what he had to do for God. He didn't. He did what he had to do. If he had to let you go, he let you go. If he had to kill, he killed. And if he had to go to battle, he went to battle because he knew that the Lord God went before him, that the Lord had his front and the Lord had his back. Knew that God was in charge. And under Joshua's leadership, Israel did not falter. They did what they were supposed to do as a nation. And it was wild. Under Joshua, even the earth stood still. Come on now. Don't tell me what our God cannot do. Hallelujah. He keeps us in our light, in our square. He asked us not that much. On his word day and night, we must meditate on the word of God. It is too important not to read your word daily. If you can't read it, listen in daily. We're here Sunday through Friday with the word of God. If this is the only word you hear, at least you are hearing and meditating on his word. You can always listen in on shows. They're all out there on Blog Talk Radio under Moving Forward, Minister Bridget. You can hear them any day, any hour, any time. If you just need to hear a word of God. From Genesis to Revelation, hallelujah. Thanks be to God who causes us to triumph in his name. And the word that God gave me is simply this. It's not big. It's not elaborate. It just breaks it all down. Meditate on the word of God day and night. You know, because in my sanctified mind, I wanted to be strong and courageous. God says you've had that. Because I've been doing this for a few years. Gave me meditate on the word of God day and night. And so we're going to get started. We have a lot of word this morning. We will be in Joshua because I was unable to blog on yesterday because I was doing my civic duty as an election judge. And It is good. It is done. I say to everybody, if there's things you can do in your community, do them. For everywhere we go, we take God with us. When people see us, they see his light in us. Folks will smile at you. Even under that mask, you can see their eyes light up because your eyes light up, because you're kind, because you're nice. You're taking the Lord with you wherever you go. And that's what we must do. Meditate on his word day and night and take him with us wherever we go. Let us pray. Father God in heaven, I thank you for your son. I thank you for the light of the world, who is Jesus Christ. I thank you for this mighty, mighty word that you have given us to go forth. Lord God, I thank you for this holy book of Joshua. Lord God, you have given us the laws. You have given us the statutes. Now you are showing us how to utilize them in the book of Joshua. Lord God, let this word permeate minds, hearts, and spirits, that those that hear it will want to read it, will want to meditate on it day and night. Lord God, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. But you, Father God, are my strength and my redeemer. May this word go forth in excellence and with you increasing as I decrease. In the name of Christ Jesus, I lift up your word, Lord God, as I lift up the name of Jesus. And as I say, thank you, Father God, for choosing me for this assignment. May I do it in excellence. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Amen, amen. What a mighty word. This actually, my testimony. And if I get a little emotional in the book of Joshua, just bear with me. Because this book got me through a lot in my life. When I'm going through, this is where I come. This is where I read. This is where I study. This is where I talk to God, because I know that God is in it. Because God says, no man shall be able to stand before you. Just as I was with Moses, I will be with you. He was talking to Joshua, but I feel that he is talking to me. And he'll tell you, when you're going through, be strong and courageous. The women's ministry came from this word, Joshua 1:9, because God told us in his word, have I not commanded you? God just, I didn't tell you, I commanded you. Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. So you know that wherever you go, whatever you are doing, God is with you. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. He will always be there with you. And when you permeate and meditate and know that that word is in your heart and in your spirit, you can move forward. I have allowed the enemy to sometimes knock me off my square. And then God will put this word in my spirit. Have I not commanded you, Bridget Marie, to be strong and courageous? And I have to get up, shake it off, and move forward. And you must too. Whatever it is you're going through, be strong and courageous, knowing that the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Let's get into our word this morning. Take me there. Joshua 1:1. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, you and all this people, to the land which I am giving to them, the children of Israel, every place that the sole of your feet will tread upon, I have given you, as I said to Moses, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and go to the great sea toward the going down of the sun, shall be your territory. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and of good courage. But to this people you shall divide an inheritance, the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. I say it again, what the Lord has spoken to me, and what I know he will speak to you. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Hallelujah. The Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Don't be afraid. Don't get caught up like I have gotten caught up in depression. The woe is me factor. The procrastinating factor. Come on now. The enemy will do everything in his power to knock you off your square. But you've got to stand firm and say, my daddy God said I got to be strong and courageous, that I cannot walk in fear, because fear will win every time. Hallelujah. We got to have faith that our Father God is in charge and he's got us covered. He has commanded us, only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commands you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. This book and this word of God, this biblical instruction before leaving earth, hallelujah. What does it say that we must do? We must meditate on it day and night. We got to meditate on the word of God. Then it goes on to tell us in verse 10, then Joshua commanded the officers of the people, saying, pass through the camp and command the people, saying, prepare provision. 3 days you will cross over the Jordan to go into the process. Go in to process the land which the Lord your God is giving you to possess. To possess the land which the Lord your God is giving you to possess. And the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh, Joshua spoke, saying, remember the word which Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you, saying, the Lord your God is giving you rest and is giving you this land. Your wives, your little ones, and your livestock shall remain in the land which Moses gave you on this side of the Jordan. But you shall pass before your brethren, armed all your mighty men of valor, and help them until the Lord has given your brethren rest, as he gave you, and they also have taken possession of the land which the Lord your God is giving them. Then you shall return to the land of your possession and enjoy it, which Moses, the Lord's servant, gave you on this side of the Jordan toward the sunrise. So they answered Joshua, saying, all that you command us, we will do. And wherever you send us, we will go. He heeded Moses in all the things, just as we heeded Moses in all the things. So we will heed you. Only the Lord your God be with you, as he was with Moses. Whoever rebels against your command and does not heed your words and all that you command him shall be put to death. Only be strong and of good courage. All through the word, it tells us to be strong and of good courage. So they went and came to the house of the harlot named Rahab. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me go back. Now Joshua, the son of Nun, sent out two men from Acacia Grove to spy secretly, saying, go view the land, especially Jericho. So they went and came to the house of a harlot named Rahab and lodged there. And it was told the king of Jericho, saying, behold, men have come in here tonight from the children of Israel to search out the country. So the king of Jericho sent to Rahab, saying, bring out the men who have come to you, who have entered your house, for they have come to search out all the country. Then the woman took the two men and hid them. So she said, yes, the men came to me, but I did not know where they were from. And it happened as gate was being shut when it was dark that the men went out. Where the men went, I do not know. Pursue them quickly, for you may overtake them. But she had brought them up to the roof and hid them with the stacks of flax, which she had laid in order on the roof. Then the men pursued them by the road to the Jordan, to the fords, and all. And as soon as those who pursued them had gone out, they shut the gate. Now before they lay down, she came up to them on the roof and said to the men, I know that the Lord has given you the land, that the terror of you has fallen on us, and that all the inhabitants of the land are faint-hearted because of you. But we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you when you came out of Egypt, and what you did to the two kings of the Amorites who were on the other side of the Jordan, Shihon and Og, whom you utterly destroyed. And as soon as we heard these things, our hearts melted. Neither did there remain any more courage in anyone because of you. For the Lord your God, he is God in heaven, above and on earth beneath. Now therefore I beg you, swear to me by the Lord, since I have shown you kindness, that you also will show kindness to my father's house and give me a true token and spare my father, my mother, my brothers, my sisters, and all that they have, and deliver our lives from death. So the men answered her, our lives for yours, if none of you tell this business of ours. And it shall be, when the Lord has given us the land, that we will deal kindly and truly with you. Then she let them down by a rope through the window, for her house was on the city wall. She dwelt on the wall, and she said to them, get to the mountain, lest the pursuers meet you. Hide there 3 days until the pursuers have returned, after which you may go your way. So the men said to her, we will be blameless of the earth of yours, which you have made us swear, unless when we come into the land, you bind this line of scarlet in the window through which you let us down, and unless you bring your father, your mother, your brothers, and all your father's household to your own house. So it shall be that whoever goes outside the doors of your house into the street, his blood shall be on his own head, and we will be guiltless. And whoever is with you in the house, his blood shall be on our head if a hand is laid on them. And if you tell this business of ours, then we will be free from your oath, which you made us swear. Then she said, according to your word, so be it. And she sent them away, and they departed, and she bound the scarlet cord in the window. They departed and went to the mountains and stayed there 3 days until the pursuers returned. The pursuers sought them all along the way, but did not find them. So the two men returned, descended from the mountains, and crossed over, and they came to Joshua, the son of Nun, and told him all that had befallen them. And they said to Joshua, truly the Lord has delivered all the land into our hands, for indeed all the inhabitants of the country are faint-hearted because of us. Hallelujah. And we know that Rahab is special. She is in the lineage of Jesus Christ, our Savior. And we're going to continue in Joshua, and then we'll go back and do life lessons and life questions. And for those that are just joining us, we are coming out of the Charles F. Stanley Life Principles Principle Bible, Daily Life Principles Daily Bible, Biblical Principles for Each Day of the Year. And I am coming out of the New King James Version for my King James readers. It is as close to King James as I can get. So for those that are a little leery of the thems and thous and all the extra, this breaks it down and makes it a little bit easier to understand, which is why I do New King James. So we're going to continue in Joshua, and we're going into chapter 3, verse 1, and we'll go back and do life lessons after we finish the word of God. And it says in Joshua chapter 3, then Joshua rose early in the morning, and they set out from Acacia Grove and came to the Jordan, he and all the children of Israel, and lodged there before they crossed over. So it was after 3 days that the officers went through the camp, and they commanded the people, saying, when you see the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God, the Levites bearing it, then you shall set out from your place and go after it. Yet there shall be a space between you and it, about 2,000 cubits by measure. Do not come near it, that you may know the way by which you must go, for you have not passed this way before. And Joshua said to the people, sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. Then Joshua spoke to the priest, saying, take up the Ark of the Covenant and cross over before the people. So they took up the Ark of the Covenant and went before the people. And the Lord said to Joshua, this day I will begin to exalt you in the sight of all Israel, that they may know that as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. You shall command the priests who bear the Ark of the Covenant, saying, when you have come to the other water of the Jordan, you shall stand in the Jordan. So Joshua said to the children of Israel, come here and hear the word of the Lord your God. And Joshua said, by this you shall know that the living God is among you, and that he will without fail drive out from before you the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Hivites and the Perizzites and the Gershites and the Amorites and the Jebusites. Behold, the ark of the covenant of the Lord of all the earth is crossing over before you into the Jordan. Now therefore take for yourself 12 men from the tribes of Israel, one man from every tribe. And it shall come to pass as soon as the soles of his feet of the priest, the soles of the feet of the priest who bear the ark of the Lord of all the earth shall rest in the water of the Jordan, that the water of the Jordan shall be cut off, the waters that come down from upstream, and they shall stand as a heap. So it was when the people set out from their camp to cross over the Jordan with the priests bearing the Ark of the Covenant before the people. And as those who bore the Ark came to the Jordan, and the feet of the priests who bore the Ark dipped in the edge of the water, for the Jordan overflows all its banks during the whole time of harvest, that the waters which come down from upstream stood still and rose in a heap very far away at Adam, the city that is beside Zaratan. So the waters that went down into the sea of the Araba, the salt sea, failed and were cut off, and the people crossed over opposite Jericho. Then the priests who bore the ark of the covenant of the Lord stood firm on dry ground in the midst of the Jordan, and all Israel crossed over on dry ground. I'm saying it again, on dry ground, not muddy, not wet, not anything, on dry ground, until all the people had crossed completely over the Jordan. And it came to pass, when all the people had completely crossed over the Jordan, that the Lord spoke to Joshua, saying, take for yourselves 12 men from the people, one man from every tribe, and command them, saying, take for yourselves 12 stones from here out of the midst of the Jordan, from the place where the priest stood, feet stood firm. You shall carry them over with you and leave them in the lodge place where you lodge tonight. Then Joshua called the 12 men whom he had appointed from the children of Israel, one man from every tribe. And Joshua said to them, cross over before the ark of the Lord your God into the midst of the Jordan. Each one of you take up a stone on his shoulder according to the number of the tribes of the children of Israel, that this may be a sign among you when your children ask in time to come, saying, what do these stones mean to you? Then you shall answer them that the waters of the Jordan were cut off before the ark of the covenant of the Lord when it crossed over the Jordan. The waters of the Jordan were cut off, and these stones shall be for a memorial to the children of Israel forever. And the children of Israel did so, just as Joshua commanded, and took up 12 stones from the midst of the Jordan to the Lord, as the Lord had spoken to Joshua, according to the number of the tribes of the children of Israel, and carried them over with them to the place where they lodged, and laid them down there. Then Joshua set up 12 stones in the midst of the Jordan, in the place where the feet of the priests who bore the ark of the covenant stood, and they are there to this day. So the priests who bore the ark stood in the midst of the Jordan until everything was finished that the Lord had commanded Joshua to speak to the people according to all that Moses had commanded Joshua. And the people hurried and crossed over, completely crossed over, that the ark of the Lord and the priests crossed over in the presence of the people. And the men of Reuben, the men of Gad, and the half tribe of Manasseh crossed over armed before the children of Israel, as Moses had spoken to them. About 40,000 prepared for war crossed over before the Lord for battle to the plains of Jericho. On that day the Lord exalted Joshua in the sight of all Israel, and they feared him as they had feared Moses all the days of his life. Then the Lord spoke to Joshua, saying, command the priests who bear the ark of the testimony to come up from the Jordan. Joshua therefore commanded the priests, saying, come up from the Jordan, who bore the ark of the covenant of the Lord, and come from the midst of the Jordan. And the soles of the priest's feet touched the dry land, that the waters of the Jordan returned to their place and overflowed all its banks as before. Don't tell me what God can't do. He can stop the waters from flowing. He stopped the waters of the Red Sea just as he stopped the waters of the Jordan so his people could pass over. Come on now. And it says in verse 19 of chapter 4, it says, and now the people came up from the Jordan on the 10th day of the first month, and they camped in Gilgal on the east border of Jericho. And those 12 stones which they took out of the Jordan, Joshua set up in Gilgal. Then he spoke to the children of Israel, saying, when your children ask their father, saying, what are these stones? Then you shall let your children know, saying, Israel crossed over this Jordan on dry land, for the Lord your God dried up the waters of the Jordan before you until you had crossed over, as the Lord your God did to the Red Sea, which he dried up before us until we had crossed over, that all the people of the earth may know the hand of the Lord, that it is mighty, that you may fear the Lord your God forever. Wow, what a word this morning. And so we're going to go back over the life lessons for this word today. And the first life lesson is coming out of Joshua chapter 1, verse 5. No man shall be able to stand before you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. For the word tells us that he was with Moses. He will be with us, right? So Joshua, I will be with you. And if he was with Joshua and Moses, he is with us. It says, before Joshua gave his first order or made his first move as the new leader of Israel, he listened for the voice of God. Listening to God is essential to walking with God and securing his blessings when we do God's will in God's way with God's help. No one and nothing can stand in the way of our success. The key is seeking the presence of the Lord. I hope you heard that. Seeking the presence of the Lord. Joshua 1:8. You shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. And this is what Dr. Stanley says. The Lord gave Joshua the same command he issued to future Israelite kings in Deuteronomy 17 and 9. He was to meditate on the word of God every day. Knowledge of God's will is crucial to doing it. We got to know the will of God, and we get it from his word. Meditate on it day and night. We must meditate on the word of God day and night. That is the title God gave me for today. We got to be strong. We got to be courageous, but we got to know the word, because it is the word that will save your life. It is the word that you can send demons in flight when you call on the name of Jesus based on the word of God. But he is our Savior. He is always there fighting our battles. Angels protect your own. Angels protect you during the night. The light that you may see through a slit in your window, and you're like, it's dark. Where's that light coming from? It's the angels of God protecting you. And that's when you just fall back to sleep. Because you know there is light outside your home, and it is angels of God. The angels that watch over you all the time. They are with you. But God has given them assignment to protect you. All you got to do is talk to God and believe. He knows who you are. Joshua 1:9, my scripture. The women's ministry was based on this scripture, was birthed from this scripture. The news in Chicago. I was in a hotel room looking over the lake in Chicago. And this word came to me. Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. It touched my heart. It touched my mind. It touched my spirit. Faith. Because we have to walk in faith and not in fear. We got to know that we are anointed by God, that we are healed by the truth, which is Jesus Christ, that he is the truth and he is the light of all of us. He is our life. He is our hope. He is our dreams. He is our absolute everything. And we must have faith in God, but we must be strong and courageous. No matter what you're going through, know that our Father God is with you. He's with you when you're coming in. He's with you when you're going out. It's easy to focus on our problems, as Dr. Stanley says, which we can see, and not on God, whom we can't. As Joshua says, God is with us no matter where we are or how big our problems seem. So today I say to my problems, I need to introduce you to my God. Say to your problems, let me introduce you to my God. God already knows what we're going through. He already knows our situation. He already knows what is up, what the enemy is trying to plan against you. He already knows. We got to stand firm. in the Word of God and meditate on it day and night. And this is what Dr. Stanley says is a life question from Joshua chapter 1, verses 6 through 9. How can I find courage in times of adversity? In many ways, adversity is like boot camp. It is rigorous, painful, and challenging. Adversity causes us to adopt new routines and habits, to develop aspects of our being, physical, mental, emotional, or spiritual, that might not have developed as they should. Adversity can put us under the authority of people who affect our lives in ways foreign to us. In all these areas, we need courage to keep our balance. We need courage as we get hit by many new feelings, facts, restrictions, limitations, obstacles, challenges, and offerings of advice and help. We need courage not only to endure times of adversity, but also to make the changes that adversity compels us to make. In any case, we can trust the Holy Spirit to help us in times of adversity and to grow and change so that we can live in keeping with the example set by Jesus Christ. Joshua knew all about adversity. Without question, 40 years of wandering in the wilderness had qualified him to understand hardship, trials and troubles, physical, relational, spiritual, and no doubt emotional and mental. Joshua also knew that the Lord was with him and his people. As close associate of Moses, Joshua had grown in his faith and leadership abilities. When the time came for the people of God to cross the Jordan River and inhabit the land of promise, God named Joshua as the leader to succeed Moses. At three specific times, the Lord spoke to Joshua about courage. Be strong and of good courage, for to this people you shall divide as an inheritance the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Joshua 1:6. Only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Joshua 1:7. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Joshua 1:9. Note the three things that require courage of Joshua to make decisions that affect other people under his leadership, to keep the laws and commandments even as changes occur, and to remember continually that the Lord was with him despite what circumstances might indicate to the contrary. Every one of us needs courage in exactly the same three areas of our lives as we face adversity. And I'm going to give you those three areas one more time to make decisions that affect other people under our leadership, to keep the laws and commandments as changes occur in our lives, and this is me, and to remember continually that the Lord our God is with us wherever we go, despite what circumstances may indicate to the contrary. Never forget, God will not leave you or forsake you. He will be with you even till the end of days. God is got our back. Joshua 2:11, the Lord your God, he is God in heaven above and on earth beneath. Genuine faith can take root in the unlikeliest of soils, as it did in the heart of the pagan prostitute Rahab. She had heard enough to believe, and the Lord saved her. Hebrews 11:31. God always follows through on his promises, but it encourages us greatly when in his grace he gives us a foretaste of that fulfilled promise. Rahab, in the lineage of Christ. You're like, what? Yeah, a prostitute in the lineage of Christ, a Moabite in the lineage of Christ. Come on now. Jesus has a lineage, women of God, who didn't play These were women that didn't play. Ruth said to Naomi, where you go, I will go. Your God will be my God. She went through it with her mother-in-law and didn't play. Strong and courageous. Rahab, strong and courageous. Women, strong and courageous for the Lord our God. Tamar, strong and courageous, played with Judah. She didn't play with Judah. Like, oh, you're not going to lie to me. And then going to do what you're going to do and not do what God tells you to do. She said, okay, I'm taking it in my own hands. And now, as you was getting ready to come and stone me for doing what you thought I had done in secret in the dark, well, I did it with you. Now what you going to do about it? He had to repent. And she had twins. And they became also one Perez, the lineage of Christ. And it goes on to tell us this in Joshua 3:4, do not come near it, that you may know the way by which you must go, for you have not passed this way before. Since the Israelites had never traveled this path before, they wisely chose to follow the lead of God. In this case, by trailing the Ark of the Covenant, God leads as we are to follow. We just follow God and watch him work in our life. Joshua 3:10, know that the living God is among you and that he will without fail drive out from before you the Canaanites. When the living God is among us, no problem is insurmountable. The awareness of God's presence energizes us for our work. Joshua 3:10. Joshua 4:7. These stones shall be for a memorial to the children of Israel forever. For years after Israel had defeated Jericho, the people could look at the stones taken from the Jordan Dry riverbed and remember God's work on their behalf. What memorial stones remind you of God's work in your own life? Joshua 4:24, that all the people of the earth may know the hand of the Lord that is mighty, that you may fear the Lord your God forever. What happens to God's people has ramifications far beyond their own lives. The Lord wants the world, the whole world, to know him, and he advertises his activity through us. God advertises his activity through us. Blog Talk Radio, this blog goes all over the world because God wants his word to go all over the world. You know, so any of my folks that are from other countries, if you have opportunity, please call in so the people of America can hear your voice. The American number is 213-943-3597. Give us a call sometime. Just so we can know that you are listening. And I'm talking to you guys up there in Canada and you guys over in Israel who one day go walk those streets that Jesus walked. I'm claiming it. I'm putting it in the atmosphere that one day I am going to Israel. In the name of Jesus Christ, I believe that God is going to open doors for me to come to Israel. Life principle. It says God does not require us to understand his will, but obey it, even if it seems unreasonable. Joshua 3:8. Do you often find yourselves wondering why God doesn't answer your prayers, or why, despite all your best efforts, the circumstances of your life still don't work out? Excuse me. The answer can lie in your level of obedience to God. See Jesus Christ as your Savior and are still experiencing great spiritual frustration. There may be an area of disobedience in your life that you have not dealt with. Perhaps God has asked something of you, and in response, you have either ignored his words or done only part of what he asked. True obedience to God means doing what God says when he says how he says it should be done, as long as he says to do it. regardless of whether you understand the reasons for it until what he says is accomplished. Before you try to make a list of everything God has ever asked you to do or not do, consider this. Is there one particular area of your life in which you struggle to obey God's word? As you read the scriptures, does he continually bring a specific sin to your attention? When you go to him in prayer, does the same issue surface repeatedly? If the Lord is bringing something to your mind right now, consider this. It could be that you have been living in the same uncomfortable situation for years because at some point you chose to do things your way instead of God's way. Understanding this key distinction between your way and God's way can make a tremendous difference in your life. You must place obedience at the top of your priority list. But to do so, I think you need to see why obedience plays such an important role in your relationship with God. And there may be no better biblical example to illustrate the point than Noah, a man who obeyed God even when what God asked him to do didn't seem to make sense. God called this man to do something extraordinary, something that seemed both impossible and illogical. And Noah complied without asking questions. Go to Genesis chapter 6, verses chapter 6 through chapter 9. Noah obeyed God despite what other people thought of him. When we choose the path of obedience, we also must be prepared for the negative responses we will undoubtedly receive. Will it always be popular to obey God? No. Will people criticize you? Probably. Will they think you do some ridiculous things? No doubt. Will they laugh at you? Yes. But think about this. Noah chose to walk with God in the midst of a corrupt society. In fact, it had grown so wicked that God determined to destroy every living human being on the face of the earth, with the exception of one family, Noah's. And put a pin there, that lets you all know we are all family. We are cousins. Many, 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 many times removed. But we are all family. We are all family. And knowing we are family, we need to stop the foolishness of bigotry and prejudice and racism and the things, all the other isms that are not of God. We need to stop. We family. Treating your brothers and sisters as if they less than you. We are all children of God. And we are all descendants of Noah. Come on now. You wouldn't be here unless you were part of the eight. We can only imagine what those evil people must have said to Noah as they watched him day after day. But soon after the raindrops started falling, all the mocking dried up. We can deduce an important key to obedience from the life of Noah. When God tells us to do something, we must not focus on the things or the person who tried to distract us from doing it. If Noah had begun to listen to his critics, he would not have built the ark, and he would have been swept away with everyone else. Instead, he chose to obey God regardless of any misgivings he might have had. The Holy Spirit enables us to obey every one of God's commandments. If this were not possible, God would not be a just God. Therefore, whatever he requires of us, whether it be painful or joyful, profitable or costly, reasonable or peculiar, our Heavenly Father will help us to obey him. Obedience must be a priority in every believer's life. It is the only way you will ever become the person God wants you to be, and the only way you will ever achieve the things in life that he has so wonderfully prepared for you. The Holy Spirit enables you to walk obediently before God in his strength and his power. My prayer for you, my petition to God, on your behalf is that you will choose to obey him, even if you don't understand why. He asks you to do something. That way, you can become the person he wants you to be. Do the work he desires of you. Bear the fruit he enables you to bear, and receive the blessings he has prepared for you. And that is our word this morning. I thank all of you for joining me today as we move forward in the word of God. And all I can say is it has been a great word. On tomorrow, we will be back on our schedule. We will be in the book of Luke, and we will still hear Joshua. We will be about a half an hour longer on tomorrow so that we can get through all the word and be back up on our schedule. So, because on Friday we will do Friday, Saturday, Sunday, one word, and on Sunday we'll do Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the New Testament or Old Testament word, whichever way God gives me, that's what we will do. So join me tomorrow as we go through Psalms and Proverbs in the book of Luke, as well as Joshua chapter 5 and 6. So thank you so much, family, for joining me this morning as we move forward in the word of God. I have got to go to work. So anybody who would like to call in, please do so now. We have a couple of words from our sister in Christ, Sister Carolyn, this morning. And a word for today is this: when you put your trust in Jesus, he will make everything all right. Have a wonderful Wednesday. And all I can say is this: what do we have to do? We got to meditate on the word of God day and night. And a word from yesterday was simply this as well: man's opinion doesn't stand against God's decision for you. Have a terrific Tuesday. Nobody's opinion stood against Joshua as he told the children of Israel, get it together. We're getting ready to go over this river. They didn't balk. They didn't complain like their forefathers did. They got their stuff together. The leaders got their rock. Everybody did their assignment, and they crossed over. What? Did they cross over in mud? No. Did they cross over with water seeping through the shoes? No. They crossed over on dry land because God went before them, and the angels of heaven were behind them. Nobody complained. They did their assignment, and so must we. Meditate on the word of God day and night so it may be well with you. Thank you so much, family. I love you all. I appreciate you joining me. Again, for those that are listening in from across the world, please call in sometime so we can hear your voice at 213-943-3597. This word is awesome. And all I can say is thank you again for joining me this morning. Please join me tomorrow as we move forward through the word of God, as we meditate on it day and night. Have a blessed day, family. As we say, I'm moving forward. It's time to go to work. It's time to do your assignment as I have done my assignment. And as we pray every day, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in God's sight. But also, may the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent, one from each other, in the precious and holy name of Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. I pray over you and yours. Be blessed, and let the Lord God lead you wherever you need to go, so that it may be well with you and yours. Be blessed, family. As we say, I'm moving forward, family. It is a wrap. Time to go to work. I love you all. Be blessed. It's a wrap.